Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the importance of finding out what is inside the heart of the people that we talk to. In the previous video, I talked about that when we preach the gospel, it is a conversation and not a lecture. Of course, we control the conversation, but we do actually give them a chance to interact as well. The reason why is because we're trying to find out what is inside the heart of the person. Realize that when somebody prays at the end, just because they said the words, you know, Jesus saved me, that doesn't mean that they actually got saved. What it really comes down to is what they actually believe inside their heart. And so we want to give a chance to find out what is inside their heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But if we don't actually give them a chance to interact with us, we can't necessarily know what's inside their heart. You know, we could easily be wrong about that. And so we're going to need to ask questions as we're preaching the gospel. And that's point number one, is just simply ask questions and give them a chance to speak. But what I mainly want to focus on is point number two. When we ask these questions, we do not want to ask leading questions. And what I mean by that is we don't want to ask questions in a way where it basically forces them to give the right answer, but it doesn't necessarily tell you for sure what was inside of their heart. And this is something that you often see with new soul winners, because they're really focused on getting somebody to the end of the conversation, which of course is a good thing, but sometimes they can lighten the questions or basically ask leading questions in order to get people through the questions and get to the end, even though the person might not actually believe along the way. They might actually be confused or have the wrong answer, but they're sort of forced to give the right answer because of the leading question. So I want to give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. So let's say you're going through the gospel and you go to Acts chapter 16. You've already explained that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. Now you're explaining that salvation is by belief. And you show them Acts chapter 16, and then you ask them, so what does the Bible say that you have to do to be saved? So you're going to pause and wait for their answer. And, you know, presumably they're going to say, well, you know, believe. Assuming that they say believe, then what you're going to do is say, well, does it say that you have to be a good person? They're going to be like, no. Does it say you have to be baptized? They're going to say no. And you can go through a series of questions, but as you can see, you know, when I'm asking those questions, I'm not forcing them to give the right answer. I just simply ask them, what does it say that you have to do to be saved? But, you know, sometimes people can ask questions like this when they're preaching the gospel. So, you know, here it says that all you have to do to be saved is believe, right? Now, I'm not saying that's a bad question, but the problem is if you didn't actually have them answer for themselves, then it's possible that they just said the right answer because they were basically led into the right answer. I mean, if you say to somebody, the Bible says it's just by faith, right? Well, they're going to say, well, yeah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they're actually thinking inside their heart. You want to ask them questions so you can actually find out by what they respond and how they respond if they're actually believing it or not. Of course, it's not 2 + 3 = 5, you know, when we're trying to find out what is inside their heart. But what we can do is ask them questions and let their mouth speak to give an indication of what is inside their heart. Or for example, you could ask them a question like this during the gospel. How long is eternal life? And then they're going to say, forever. Could you ever lose it? Is there anything you could do where God would take away that eternal life and send you to hell? And so you're asking questions to find out what they actually believe. However, if you were to ask a question like this, it's eternal, so that means that you could never lose it, right? Well, you're basically giving them the right answer, and they're going to answer correctly because you basically told them what the right answer was. Once again, that doesn't necessarily indicate what's inside their heart. And so, for example, you could say, well, what if you have eternal life, but one day you were to commit suicide? Will you go to heaven or hell? Now, that question is just, you know, very open to them to give the answer, and I'm not leading them into the right answer. I'm saying, well, you know, you have eternal life, but what if you commit suicide one day? Now, many people think that suicide is a straight ticket to hell, so by asking that question, I'm not giving them an indication that the answer is, well, you're still going to go to heaven. I'm finding out what they actually believe. But if you were to say something like this, suicide will not send you to hell because you have eternal life. What do you think? Well, I'm not saying it's a bad question, but I'm saying you just gave them the answer and then you ask them right afterwards. It's better to ask them a question without giving the leading answer. And here's the thing, if they answer correctly, it's an indication they got it. If they answer incorrectly, Then you're going to explain why suicide does not send you to hell and give them verses. And then you're going to ask them at the end, you know, what do you think about that? And so, of course, you might have to resort to that where basically you give the answer. But the goal is to actually ask the question ahead of time without giving the answer to see what they believe. And if they don't believe correctly, then you're going to show them why that will not cause you to lose your salvation. And then to the best of your ability, you're going to ask them a question again just to find out what's in their heart without forcing them to say the right answer. And so those are just a couple examples, but a person gets saved by what they believe. And so the words are an indication of what they believe. However, we have to actually find out what is inside their heart. And the way to do that is to actually have a conversation with them, ask questions, and don't ask leading questions because you want to find out what they actually believe. And if all you do is ask leading questions and kind of force them to say the right things, you know, you're probably going to get them to pray at the end, but the problem is they might not actually believe it. And so if they don't actually believe it and they're just merely saying the words at the end, then they're not actually getting saved. So this soul winning tip is just simply find out what is inside their heart. Anyways, thank you and God bless.